We're happy to welcome back the League of Women Voters to our occasional Wednesdays here on 103.3. We've got candidate forums. We've had candidate forums galore. We've got a few candidate forums left to come. And Susan Darley Hill is on the line with us this morning. She's the voter service chair of the Duluth League of Women Voters. And Susie's going to try to help us understand a little bit more this ranked choice voting thing, which I cannot seem, of course, to wrap my non-mathematical brain around. Susie, good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Well, good morning. I don't know if I'm going to be able to shed any light on this or not, but I'm going to try.
Okay. Ranked choice voting. There, first it seemed like there were a lot of folks that said, this is the answer, this is the only fair way to do an election, and now there are folks that are saying, no, it's got serious flaws, and I'm a little bit confused about the whole ranked choice voting thing right now.
Well, you know, it's going to be a choice that we're going to have an opportunity to make on November 3rd, and there are communities that have adopted this. On our particular ballot, and actually I'll just tell folks, they can go right to the City of Duluth City Clerk's page there and actually look at a sample ballot and read the language so they understand what it means when they vote yes or no. And so ranked choice voting actually allows folks to vote for more than one person. They rank their choices. And when it's just a single-seat election, typically you're just going to have two choices. And so that's unless you have lots of people running, which they did in Minneapolis for the mayoral race. And they had, I think, 35 candidates that were on the ballot, and you went through and chose your top, I'm not sure, maybe three. And that just gives you an opportunity then to, if your top choice doesn't make it and you kind of like the next person, you may have a little skin in the game still. And as far as the mathematics and the logarithms that are behind, counting votes and whatnot, it seems a little complicated. We've had a couple of run-throughs here in Duluth, and once you run through it, it seems a little less complicated, but it definitely does involve the voting machines doing the counting, and you don't necessarily get your results right away, because they have to run through several rounds, depending on how many people are running, in order to really see who the final winner is.
So that sounds like one of those things where voters really do need to kind of educate themselves a little bit more. And we'll get a link set up on our page for that information page on the Duluth City Clerk's website that you mentioned. We've got some candidate forums coming up tonight. City Council District's candidate forum and the school board candidate forum is coming up on Monday, next Monday.
Yeah.
So these are
our last two forums that the League of Women Voters is putting on. The one on next Monday night is co-sponsored with Duluth Citywide PTA. The one tonight features the candidates for districts 1, 2, 3, and 5, and so kind of an assortment of characters there that will be there, available to answer folks' questions and meet them face to face. And this is going to be the City Hall Council Chambers at 7 o'clock tonight.
So folks should be there or be square. The League of Women Voters, just to kind of remind people, one of the things that I like best about the League is that the League is nonpartisan, but you're all about the process and helping people become informed and letting people know where they can get involved, how they can get involved, what activities are coming up. And so the League of Women Voters website is another great resource. It'll just kind of give you an idea where you can go to get some of your questions answered. It isn't going to give you solutions. It isn't going to spoon feed you, this is then who you should vote for. It just tells you, this is how you vote, and this is how you figure out what you think about questions A, B, C, and D.
Exactly. That's right. And I would advise folks, you know, we are coming up to the election, and if there's some doubt about if they've moved or they're not really sure if they're registered in the right place, you can go to the City Clerk's, again, that same website for the City Clerk's And look up that information. If you need what particular ID you need to go to vote, and there are some different kinds of combinations that you can use in order to register on the same day that you're voting. It's too late to register by mail now, but you definitely can register day of the election. And so I would advise you to check that out. The Secretary of State for the state of Minnesota also has a lot of great information on there, too. So.
And we'll get those links set up again on our webpage so folks Perfect. Can go there. And all you have to do is click and voila. Susie, exactly. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Lisa. You bet. Take care.
Susie Darley-Hill is the Voter Service Chair for the Duluth League of Women Voters.